aloe vera gel, skin benefits, side effects, and how to choose it. Dermatologist approved. This article is medically reviewed by the board-certified dermatologist, Rina Allah. This audio article is part of the Raw Beauty Source audio blog. Aloe vera is not only a beautiful plant that you can grow at home. It has many different uses in personal care products, health supplements, and skincare because of its high water content, gel-like consistency, and nutrients. The two main forms of aloe vera that you can buy are gel and juice. And while the juice is associated with different nutritional properties, people drink it to stimulate immune response, improve kidney health, support the functions of the gastrointestinal tract, and more. Aloe vera gel is mainly used for skin and personal care. The gel is made from the meat of the aloe leaf. It's gooey and transparent, and the green parts of the leaf are not used for its preparation. And as people use the gel for tons of different purposes, this article will guide you through the proven health benefits. At the end of the article, you will also find various tips on how to choose aloe gel. Let's dive in. What are the benefits of aloe vera gel? Here's the advice from Dr. Rina Allah, board-certified dermatologist. Quote, potent moisturizer. Aloe vera has been found to be hydrating as it stores water as well as vitamins, antioxidants, and amino acids. Antiviral benefits. Aloe vera has been shown to have some anti-inflammatory properties as well as antiviral properties. This explains why in some cultures it is used in the treatment of cold sores and fever blisters. Soothing properties. Aloe vera is commonly used to soothe itching and skin irritation from sunburns, bug bites, and skin burns. The amino acids, antioxidants, and polysaccharides in aloe vera promote skin repair and prevent further damage to the impaired protective skin barrier. A helpful tip is to place aloe vera in the refrigerator for a few hours prior to application. The cooling sensation will help further reduce any skin discomfort. Treats pesky pimples. As a result of its mild antibacterial and anti-inflammatory effects, aloe vera is helpful in the treatment of acne pimples. It helps to decrease the inflammation that surrounds the oil-producing glands that are responsible for painful pimples. Lightens hyperpigmentation. Aloe vera may be helpful in the treatment of hyperpigmentation in the skin. How? Well, aloe vera blocks an enzyme called tyrosinase, which is primarily responsible for skin hyperpigmentation. Nourishes hair. Aloe vera functions by locking in moisture, by lubricating and nourishing the hair shaft. However, it has not been shown to impact hair growth. With that being said, use of aloe vera may improve the overall appearance, health, and durability of the hair shaft. Skin irritation. Aloe vera may cause irritation or contact dermatitis, allergic reaction in some individuals with dry, sensitive, or eczema-prone skin. I typically recommend applying a pea-sized amount of aloe vera to the forearm as a test spot to make sure your skin does not have any reactions. Dietary intake of aloe vera has been evaluated in a few small studies for the treatment of facial wrinkles. However, no significant result on photoaging has been shown. More studies are needed to really discern if there are benefits of aloe vera intake on the skin. End of quote. According to various research studies and review papers that looked into the uses and benefits of aloe vera gel, topical application of this substance can be associated with improved skin moisture, fast healing and recovery after injury or burn, reduced inflammation and eczema symptoms, increased skin protection, improved oral health, ulcers prevention, as well as antifungal and antibacterial properties. But let's see each benefit in detail. 1. Improved skin moisture and integrity. Aloe vera gel is rich in mucopolysaccharides, along with amino acids and zinc. These three compounds were found to improve the water retention mechanism of the skin and lock moisture inside the epidermis, which is the top skin layer. Besides, topical application of aloe vera gel can result in improved skin integrity and texture, stronger skin barrier, reduced flakiness, and less redness due to increased blood flow. These properties of the gel can be beneficial for people with dry, cracking skin, as well as for those with damaged skin barrier, like eczema, psoriasis, acne, or sunburn. 2. Faster wound healing. Topical application of aloe vera gel can stimulate collagen synthesis, as well as hyaluronic acid and new skin cells production, to support the skin healing process after injuries, cuts, first and second degree burns, ulcers, including herpes ulcers, wounds, or chronic wounds. Besides, the gel has anti-inflammatory, antifungal, and antiseptic properties, which may prevent infection and reduce itchiness and redness of the affected areas. In fact, various studies found the aloe vera gel to be more effective than petroleum jelly, silver suvidizin 1% ointment, and fermicetin cream in stimulating the skin regeneration process. 3. Prevent formation of skin ulcers. Apart from supporting the healing process, aloe vera gel may prevent the formation of skin ulcers, including herpes and diabetes foot ulcers, as well as sores. 4. Skin protection. Topical application of aloe vera can protect the skin from damage caused by radiation therapy, X-ray, radiation-related dermatitis, and sun damage. 5. Improved oral health. The collagen-boosting antibacterial properties of aloe vera gel can help to reduce periodontitis and gingivitis symptoms, as well as bleeding gums, redness, sores, and bad breath. This way, application of aloe vera directly to gums and tissues in mouth may support oral health, reduce inflammation, and can limit the growth of bacteria and microorganisms in the form of plaque. 6. Stronger, shinier hair. Aloe vera has not only skin, but also hair benefits. According to a 2010 review paper, topical use of aloe vera and a mask, for example, can improve the health of your scalp, relieving dandruff symptoms, reducing hair loss, and stimulating hair regrowth. Does aloe vera have any side effects? Aloe vera gel is generally considered to be a safe ingredient. That being said, a 2016 review paper found that topical application of the gel can cause discomfort, hypersensitivity, or allergy, dermatitis, in individuals with sensitive skin or in people who've had dermabrasion or chemical peel recently. For that reason, asking your dermatologist to do a patch test for aloe vera sensitivity is recommendable. How to use aloe vera gel? Aloe vera gel is a very accessible product in both pharmacies, supermarkets, and drugstores. However, there are some specific things to look into when choosing which one to buy. 1. Percentage of pure gel. It's a good idea to go with a higher percentage, for example 99%. Many products contain only 10% pure gel, which cannot guarantee you the beneficial properties of the true aloe vera plant. 2. Color. The gel is naturally colorless, transparent. However, many brands add green dye to the products in order to make them look more natural. That in fact makes them less natural. 3. Buying a whole plant. If you decide to go for the most natural version, taking the jelly right out of the leaf, there is one important advice. Don't store the gel, but use it right away. If you store the gel for too long, it may go off and lose its beneficial properties. This problem doesn't exist with commercial aloe vera gel, as it usually contains stabilizers, which maintain its safety and properties for longer. Thank you for listening to this article. For more audio articles, visit the Raw Beauty Source audio blog.